Welcome to the 5-Star Life Show, your home for content related to education, parenting, and changing wrong mindsets so you can live a 5-star life. I'm your host, Coach Seth. Let's do this. Welcome to the 5-Star Life Show. I'm your host, Coach Seth, and I'm joined in studio with my incredible co-host, Coach Mia.
Thanks, Seth.
We got a great show lined up. Also, I don't want to forget, because I don't want to get into the show without introducing our producer, Arnold, who is back here, mic'd up, and we got a camera on him. Welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks, guys. We're back in action. Not sure if you guys noticed, but look at this amazing set that we're working with right now. Can't beat it.
We took a step.
Baby steps, baby.
Yeah.
One little step at a time, one picture at a time, one new table at a time. So if you just tuned in, you're like, what are they talking about? Because I'm listening via radio or podcast. That's a great reminder. You can listen to the show every single week, any episode, whenever you want to listen to it, anywhere podcasts are streamed. But you can also watch us. And there's something to be said about watching and hearing. I know some people just love to listen. There's a lot to be said about learning by seeing too. You actually absorb a little more, they say. Interesting.
You taught me that last night.
Yeah.
In our meeting.
So visual learning is a reality. You can do that at YouTube. Okay. So if you go to our YouTube show, our YouTube channel, actually, it's at the 5-Star Life.
Nice.
So, we've got a lot to talk about today, a lot going on at 5-Star Life. We've got a golf open coming up, the end of June. There's still time. So if people are interested in being a part of that, we still have a few foursome slots. I mean, it sells out every year and it's an incredible event. We're going to have a lot of fun. It's going to be over at Notre Dame at Warren Golf Club.
Yeah, we're excited.
It's on a Tuesday this year.
Yeah.
Which is unique.
And it's in June versus our usual August, which is fun.
Yes. So it's another way for you to learn more about 5-Star Life, get involved, and raise a little money for 5-Star Life. And bring people along that you know you want to introduce to 5-Star Life. So go to our website to check that out. Again, we're on a mission to change the face of education, of sports, and of culture in general. And we do that really by focusing in on what research says is the key to transformation, the key to change. You've got to address a person's core operating system, their mindset. That's where all change and transformation takes place from. So that's the mission we've been on. We've been focusing on kids for the last 19 years, and we're now reaching kids literally from about a year old to, you know, through high school. And we work with thousands of kids, tens of thousands of kids, so many programs. Check it out at 5-Star Life, but we'll jump into our show today.
What are we going to talk about?
We're back in studio. So I thought we'd talk a little bit about, you know, some of the curriculum we're filming for kids and for those parents, grandparents, and teachers that are following along through our app. You can follow along with what your kids are learning. We just kicked off a new filming series called Transformation.
And it's great. Gosh, every year I say that, but it's phenomenal.
Well, it is. So transformation is this process. It's a radical change in form, in nature, in character, or in personality. And so every lesson that we're filming this series is designed to help kids transform from this to this. And I just encourage everybody that's listening today to think about this. Sometimes we get a little bit disillusioned with the idea of transformation, and even disillusioned with the idea of change, because maybe we've tried before and we just have not been able to change. We get discouraged. And I just want to talk to everybody out there right now that's maybe not where they want to be. Welcome to the club. I'm not where I want to be. Are you where you want to be?
No, not never. I mean, I was going to call out the areas that I thought I was, but no, I think I can do a little work.
Yeah. So like there's some areas where I feel like I'm winning in, and there's areas where I'm like, man, I'm not where I want to be. I want to transform. I want to keep growing and changing. But you know, we with kids, we just started out by talking about transformation. When you do a Google search and you type in the word transform or transformation, the perfect word and analogy that pops up is metamorphosis. And it's the image of a caterpillar, actually a butterfly laying eggs, hundreds of eggs, and those eggs crack open and out come hundreds of caterpillars. And monarch butterflies lay these eggs that they crack open, and a lot of the monarch butterflies, like the caterpillars, they stay on the same milkweed their entire life.
Really?
They don't even move.
I didn't know that.
Some go further, but many stay in the same pod. So they eat for 2 weeks, and then they go from an egg to a caterpillar, and then they through the eating process over 2 weeks, they start to encapsulate into a chrysalis, where then they go into this mode where it's like they're liquidized and their whole being transforms into their cells becomes this soup, and out pops out a butterfly weeks later. That's transformation, metamorphosis. From one form, a caterpillar that can barely move, it has no bones, it squishes its muscles together to try to move slowly, to now flying all over the world, thousands of miles. That's transformation.
Yeah, and there's not one pretty stage of that until the end. Really?
Yeah, transformation is...
In a butterfly's life.
In a butterfly's life, and in human life especially. Everybody wants to be successful. Everybody wants to do something great with their life at some point. Whether you're an adult now and you're disillusioned with the idea of doing something great or being successful or living the life of your dreams, which I would just say, please don't give up, because it's just never too late.
Right.
It's just never too late. But if you're disillusioned, it's so important to understand that it's, for a caterpillar, they don't have to think critically. They don't have to use their imagination. They don't have to dream. They don't have to do any of that stuff. It's just a natural process. It's nature's process takes over, and they're on a path to become a butterfly, no matter what. However, guess what?
What?
Only 5% of caterpillars actually, or 5% of eggs actually become butterflies. Really? Because of predators. Mm. There are predators that, I mean, I think something like 70% of the eggs are eaten. And then, you know, whatever, another 25% of those caterpillars get eaten by rodents and birds. And so 5% make it to butterfly stage, which is really interesting, because only, according to research, like 5-6% of people actually realize their dreams and live their dreams or reach their personal goals.
Say that again. How many?
Like 5 or 6% of people.
Wow.
Now, the crazy thing is, 80% of people don't even set goals, Mia. So there's a problem right there.
Right.
If you don't have a dream or a vision or a goal in mind, how do you know if you ever get there? If you have nothing to shoot for, nothing to aim for, nothing to go after, then how do we ever expect, how do we know if we've arrived? And how do we know what happiness looks like or success looks like?
And why is it so low? Because they're not taught what a goal is, or they're just not disciplined to make a goal and follow it?
There's a lot of reasons for it, but the core reason is we don't use this. We don't use our brain. We don't use our imagination. So people who set goals, they first, before you even set a goal, you have to imagine where you want to go. I want to become a professional basketball player. I want to be this, or I want to be a doctor, or I want a better marriage. Here's what I want my marriage to look like, or here's what I want my finances to look like. You first have to be willing to imagine what you want to change, what you want to transform. And it's the process of imagining that brings you into the first stage of transformation. We do nothing. So transformation precedes transformation. You cannot transform. You will never go beyond what you can think.
Right. That's deep. I'm just taking it all in.
So I want to take a quick break here, but in the next segment, I want to get a little deeper into this, because I want to cite a study done by university that talks about the power of our imagination, how kids had it, adults lose it. We slowly lose our imagination, and we become really disheartened by the whole creative process, and we lose that side of us. We become very rigid, and we lose that childlike wonder and imagination, and that's what kills our success. That's why we're stuck. But that's not for you, because you're going to listen to the show and you're going to take some of the simple things we talk about and apply them. It's going to change your life. I know that's a bold statement, but anybody who listens to this and actually applies some of this stuff, it's going to rock your world, change your life. We watch that with kids all the time. We're going to take a quick commercial break and come right back after this.
Did you know that you can bring the values, lessons, and mindsets Coach Seth discusses on the Five Star Life podcast to your local community? Schools are searching for programs and content that work. Just a simple introduction to your teacher or principal could be a game changer in your community. Inquire at fivestarlife.org and someone from our team will be in touch.
Welcome back to the Five Star Life Show. I'm your host, Coach Seth, and I'm joined in studio with Coach Mia.
Thank you, Seth.
And producer Arnold back here. I introduced you in the last segment. I didn't give you a chance to say anything.
What's going on, guys? Great to be here. Five Star Nation, what is up?
What do you think about transformation, Arnold?
Transformation is a powerful thing. You know, one of my favorite analogies, you know, to just like the human life and human experience is a butterfly analogy. I'll share wherever I go, but it's interesting. Like some of the stats that you were dropping as far as just some of the actual statistics you were dropping were just kind of like mind-blowing. And one of the things that really stands out to me is like, hey, number one, that potential of a butterfly is just built into what this caterpillar is capable of. It's built in what this caterpillar is capable of. If I try to apply it to myself, I'm like, hey, everybody I see, including myself, has this built into our reality. I don't know about you guys. Well, I do know about you guys, and I know about you guys, Five Star Nation, but we want to be that 5% that makes it, right? But there's a lot more to it, and I'm excited to hear you expand a little bit more on that.
Good word. I love it. Built in. It's true. It's built, like, success is built into our DNA. If the caterpillar doesn't get eaten, if the egg doesn't get eaten, it's got 100% chance it's going to be a butterfly. And we are going to live the life of our dreams. We're going to live a five-star life. It's built into us. But are we willing to go through the process, the caterpillar process, and then the chrysalis process, where we turn into soup, where we're broken down, where every cell is restructured, reconfigured, broken down? Okay, I've eaten as a caterpillar. I got nutrition. I got knowledge. I got information. Now, am I allowing myself to be in a place where I can be stripped down, broken down, so then I can transform into something great? Now, that's a whole nother lesson. Because most of us just don't want to go through the painful part of the process of being broken down. That means other people. You let other people break you down. You let other situations. You stay in a situation that's challenging. Not abusive, but hard. This world is falling apart because people are too weak to hang in tough spots. It's the chrysalis experience. It's the being turned into soup experience. It hurts so bad, and they understand that it's hurting them, it's breaking them to regrow stronger so they can soar. We don't get that as a society.
So many analogies, you know, it's like building muscle, and I mean, it's the same thing, and it hurts. And actually, you know, when you're building muscle in that after, period, it hurts even worse.
Being told no hurts.
Yeah.
Being told where you're weak hurts. Being told where you've dropped the ball in an organization hurts. Being told you need to do better hurts. All that stuff requires change. If we're not staying in that certain form, right? Transformation is a radical change in form, in substance, in nature, or in character. In order for me to take the feedback of, I didn't measure up, I failed in this project, I didn't do a good job, or I didn't learn, or I didn't handle that relationship correctly. All that negative feedback requires me to change my form, my character, my substance, my nature. And am I willing to change?
That's the question. I mean, truly. Are you willing?
Or am I offended? Or am I sensitive? Or is it just too ouchy? So I'm going to take the path of least resistance. Because guess what? Once these people figure me out, and this is what happens. I watch this with kids. I watch this with people. Once you get figured out, you have a choice. Am I going to change and grow and mature? Or am I going to run to somebody else who hasn't figured me out yet? That sounds brutal, right? But that's what happens. I'm going to run to somebody else where they like me and they're nice for the first 6 months of the first year until they figure out I've got these flaws because they follow me everywhere. And then when it gets ouchy there, oh, then I'm going to make excuses for why they hurt me. And I'm going to move on to somebody else that only knows this part of me. And they're seeing my bright spots. They're not seeing these other parts of me that I'm failing to address because it's just too hard. And so the cycle continues and we stay stuck and wonder why we've never grown, why we've never made it to butterfly state.
So where do you start?
Okay, I'm going to go back to what we're teaching kids because there's a lot there to unpack. But with kids, I referenced this idea of tapping into your imagination. And let's just say, for example, staying with this example of you're giving me constructive feedback about something that is hurting me as a teammate, hurting the organization, hurting our family, hurting the relationship. I have to use my imagination because I'm stuck. I can only see my perspective. I have to imagine life from your perspective. That's using my imagination too. I have to imagine, what if she's right? What if I am this? Now what is it going to take to change? What do I want to look like? What does this look like differently? What does change look like? So I'm tapping into my imagination to start to change what I am to who I want to be and where I want to go. And this is the problem with adults is we have lost our imagination. And there's a study that NASA did to test the creativity of people and really the creative potential of kids. And so they start with 4 and 5 year olds, and a whopping 98% of 4 to 5 year olds tested as creative geniuses. Then they tested them again 5 years later. They're now 10 years old, and only 30% of 10 year olds were creative geniuses. And then another 5 years later, they tested them at 15 years old, and only 12% tested as creative geniuses. And then they tested adults, and only 2% of adults tested as creative geniuses. They concluded that over time, we lose our imagination if we aren't intentional about maintaining that part of our brain. It's still there, the potential's there, but we've lost our creative edge. We can no longer think creatively. That's why we don't change. We stay stuck in cycles. I don't have the imaginative capacity to step into your shoes and see it from your perspective. My imagination doesn't work that way anymore. I can't. I'm stuck.
But that exercise, I wouldn't even consider that using my imagination.
But it is.
Yeah.
Our imagination is vast. We use our imagination to dream about where we want to go. We use our imagination to listen, to comprehend what people are like literally. Listening is the act of using our imagination. We not just hearing our own thoughts or our own perspective, but stepping across the table and trying to listen from your perspective. I'm imagining I'm Mia. That's the sign of a great listener. We don't talk about imagination from that perspective, but it's really important if we want to absorb from people, learn from people. If I only hear your point of view from my perspective, it's really jaded. And that's the problem, one of the main problems with communication. And you say something, but I don't perceive it. Like, how did you miss that, Seth? Here's what I said. Yeah, that's what you said. Well, that's how I perceived it. The imagination gets in there. Mm-hmm. And it plays with how we perceive it. And the problem with adulthood is we're already locked into certain preconceived mindsets. So we're not really using our imagination. It's just locked in. This is how I hear it. So if we had an altercation, I'm only hearing it through the hurt in the experience of that past altercation. But if I can tap into my imagination, I can be in the moment and truly hear you. Now it's different. All right, we took a turn with this one.
Wow. I'm not using my imagination is what I'm feeling right now.
Well, we just don't. And that's why we get so discouraged as adults. What's wrong with me? I don't have that childlike imagination anymore. You can totally bring it back. But it takes some divergent thinking, some critical thinking, you have to think differently. And it means you have to sit and step back, and you have to allow your mind to wander. And this is something that I do it every morning and I do it every night. I try to take just a little bit of time, not crazy amounts of time, and I'm not perfect. But I have a thinking chair that every night I go in and I spend the last moments of my day. I just think about my day. And, you know, I think about the conversations I've had, the meetings I've had, the things I did. And I allow my mind to start to go through and perceive, how did I handle that? Did I like this? Did I like it? It's amazing. You almost step out of your body and let your mind go through your day and filter out what's important. What do we need to grow in? What do we need to change? I went long in this segment. We're going to come back and pick this up, though, because it's kind of an interesting practice. We'll be right back after this.
Five Star Life offers year-round programs for kids at our 350-acre training facility that we call Summit. These programs focus on three core components. First, each program includes lessons from our curriculum that targets kids' mindset. Secondly, each program teaches a skill like equine, archery, blacksmithing, basketball, fishing, boating, and many more. Thirdly, our programs connect kids to mentors we call coaches, who are trained to help kids live a five-star life. Go to 5starlife.org to learn more or sign up your kids.
Welcome back to the 5-Star Life Show. I'm your host, Coach Seth. I'm joined in studio with Coach Mia and producer Arnold.
Thank you. You're saying that. Yeah.
I'm getting better. So yeah. For those of you who listened to this show for a while, by the way, you can watch this on YouTube at the 5-Star Life. All of our shows are archived. Go back like three, four shows. And we have this whole monologue about... me trying to pronounce producer Arnold, which is very difficult to say, even made Mia, because she was making fun of me. I had her say it, and then she had the same experience, because it's a tongue twister.
It is.
But yeah, so we're talking about transformation.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, I would love some feedback. If you can give us a little feedback on YouTube or whatever platform stream you're using to watch this or listen to this podcast, would you leave us some feedback? Would you comment, ask questions? If you think what we're talking about is a bunch of bonk and it's just out there in the tulips, I want to hear it. Let's have dialogue about it. If you have ideas on things you wish we'd talk more about, because we get on some bunny trails, like stay focused, Coach Seth, give us your feedback. We'd love to hear from you.
So I have a question. So we were talking about using your imagination, like if we had an altercation and then you use your imagination to see my point of view. But what's the difference is if we have an altercation, we leave the altercation and you replay that over and over in your head. Like what it, you know, I said this, I should have said that.
Yeah.
Is that your imagination?
So yeah, because you're using your imagination to, and it's, this is where the, you know, the term critical thinking is so powerful, because letting your mind wander when you're dreaming or exploring or trying to discover something or dream about something is really healthy. When you're trying to think critically about something you need to grow in, it takes a different type of critical thinking where you're a little more disciplined. So in critical thinking, I mean, defining it like you have to really start to analyze the thoughts and look for truth and look for lies and look for biases and look for cycles, so that, because if I just let my mind wander, what happens is I invite in just, what will happen is the emotion will drive my wandering mind if I'm hurt or if I just had to deal with something that's emotional.
Okay.
And that will drive my wandering mind. And it will drive me usually to a couple different predetermined ends. And one of them is being hurt and offended. So let your mind wander. Use your imagination when you're dreaming and exploring. After a situation like an altercation or a conflict, you're using your imagination, but it's more down the realm of critical thinking. It's definitely using your mind. It's definitely imagining, but you're really more disciplined. You're analyzing, you're assessing, you're restructuring. Mm-hmm. And you're making sure, did I just walk through, did I just reimagine that correctly? Or how much of my bias is in this? If I was Mia and I was in her shoes, and if I wasn't jaded and I wasn't upset and I wasn't hurt, why was she saying what she said to me? What's the point? What is she trying to say? If her motive was pure, what would she be trying to communicate? That's a critical lens of trying to think about that differently.
Okay.
But I'm using my imagination. Because I'm imagining, I didn't maybe filter it that way at first, but now I'm going back through the filter. I'm thinking, let's look at this through many different lenses.
And you said three things.
So first you analyze.
Okay.
And so it's the analytical part of your brain, and you're trying to look at it from every angle. It's just really more about gathering more information. Okay, what did she say? How did she say it? How did I perceive it? Is that what she really said? Perceive, right?
Right.
Assessment really is looking at where is the value in what was said? Is there value in what was said? Well, probably depending on where you ended with analyzing will determine then the value of what was said. So you can come up with a totally different assessment based on, the analytical part of it.
Sure. Okay.
You get through that process, and then you're restructuring where you start to where you end, from analyzing to assessing. Then you're going to restructure all that through the process. You're restructuring, like, no, that's not true. Now, I know Mia too well. I don't think she meant it that way, right? And so then you're led to a conclusion of, okay, I need to have that conversation when I'm more grounded. I don't think I heard her. I need to ask a few clarifying questions. Or, no, she hates me, and I'm never going to talk to her again.
Now, what about the people that are like, that's exhausting. There's no way I can do that.
Well, I think the question you got to ask is, do you like where you're at? And exhaustion is a matter of mindset and perspective as well, because doing something like that when you do it for the first time, it is exhausting. It's hard. But successful people do hard things. And so what is very hard at first, like tying my shoes as a little kid or riding a bike or doing a math problem, it's very hard at first, but it's not hard to tie my shoes now. It's not hard to do, basic math problems now. It's not like some of those things they're very easy because our brains are brilliant. So what is hard becomes easy. And so if you can train your brain to go through the critical thinking process, you become a great thinker. And your life changes. It starts to transform. And you create a habit of being a great thinker. It's easy. It's part of your nature now. So things are only hard at first.
Sure. So what's the next step for kids?
So for kids, well, one, I do want to quote Muhammad Ali, the greatest boxer of all time. And this is important. And this is not the famous popular quote you see anywhere, really. I had to search for this one. He said, "The man who has no imagination has no wings." Mm. You're clipping your wings if you don't intentionally tap into your imagination. And I would take it a step further. I would say not just imagination, but imagination, creativity, and critical thinking. If you don't develop a healthy mindset, if you don't work on your mindset, you are clipping your wings, you're clipping your potential, you're clipping your relationships, you're clipping your health. So back to imagination. Here's what we challenge kids to do.
Okay.
The first step is just like I kind of mentioned, I have a thinking chair. I start every day and end every day in my thinking chair. It's like rare that there's a day that goes by that I don't start and end it in a thinking chair. Even if I'm traveling, I just have a habit of, I like to start thinking about my day, being intentional, dreaming about my day, using my imagination to think about, like, I thought about the radio show. I thought about, like we filmed the curriculum session. I was already imagining how awesome and how powerful the curriculum lesson was going to be in the morning as I'm thinking about it. I was imagining how good my meeting, like, it's, I know, sort of like, that's just weird. It's become a habit to me. So it's not like hard. It's just fun to me because I'm already getting excited about my day because I'm imagining all the, like, getting to work with you, Mia, is incredible. Working with Arnold, like, I just get excited to come to the office because I'm like, I get to work with incredible people and do incredible work. So it's also a powerful hot hack for mental health and to start to create good vibes for your day.
And kind of the buzzword is to manifest right now. So
yeah, absolutely.
Thing.
You're manifesting. And yeah. Then at the end of the day, it's a little bit different. The morning is really proactive. I have some habits, some things I do in the morning, but then the evening is more reflective and it's definitely a little more, my mind is wandering. In the morning, I'm a little more focused. In the evening, I'm a little more like, I'm allowing my mind to wander through my day, right? I've just experienced a day. Mm-hmm. And I'm letting my mind just kind of sift through, what did I do today? What was it like? And I kind of relive some of the joys of it. And then I'm allowing some of the things that maybe I did. Every day there's something like, I didn't like how I did that. I didn't like where I came from. And it's like, tomorrow, here's how I'm going to handle that.
So is that like the restructuring process?
The restructuring mm-hmm. process, yeah. And it's fun, it's powerful. It's not bad. I don't feel like a loser. I feel powerful doing that. And it's fun. So, all right, we gotta take another break. We'll be right back right after this.
Five Star Life offers year-round programs for kids at our 350-acre training facility that we call Summit. These programs focus on three core components. First, each program includes lessons from our curriculum that targets kids' mindset. Secondly, each program teaches a skill like equine, archery, blacksmithing, basketball, fishing, boating, and many more. Thirdly, our programs connect kids to mentors we call coaches, who are trained to help kids live a five-star life. Go to 5starlife.org to learn more or sign up your kids.
Welcome back to the 5 Star Life Show. I'm your host, Coach Seth. I'm joined in studio with Coach Mia and producer Arnold. So, okay, I started going on a rant at the end of that segment.
That's good.
What question, does this make sense?
It does to me. Arnold, do you have any questions?
Maybe not necessarily a question, but an observation is, at the end of the day, we're on this team because we're talking about the idea of transformation, and the analogy that we're using is the analogy of the butterfly, right? And I guess life is not as difficult as a caterpillar, but it's easy to settle for that. But if you have your eyes fixed on the idea that, hey, the goal is to be a butterfly, then you realize, like, hey, going through that chrysalis stage is difficult. And so when you think about using your imagination, to go through difficult things, to handle difficult interactions, to manage difficult relationships. You know, yeah, it's going to be difficult, but it's difficult for a reason. And I talked about one of the stats earlier that you gave, and you're talking about the caterpillar, for example. You know, when it's still a caterpillar, it's not traveling more than 10 feet. Once it turns into a monarch butterfly, it can travel 100 miles in one day, thousands of miles, you know, to migrate. And so for us, we go through these difficult things, but again, to what end? Like, what is it that's on the other side of being able to use your imagination to go through difficult things? I think it's worth it. It's difficult, that's reality, but I think it's worth it. So just a quick observation on that.
It's a good word.
It is good.
And I think we've arrived to a different level of life when we can be going through something hard, but still enjoy the process, still have peace, still have joy. Like, not, it's not this idea that I'm going to sit here and imagine myself in 10 years and I'm not really going to experience fulfillment or happiness until I get to that goal. I think so many people have done that and they get to the end of that 10 years, the end of their life, and they're like, okay, this is it. I think it's so much about the journey. I think you have to have an imagination to move towards something. But to me, it's like, man, my five-star life is right here in this moment. It's right now. Like, right, it's here right now. I am living my dream right here, right now. Do I have to wait till every circumstance changes? Or can I be the person I want to be right now in this moment? I think so.
I think so too.
So, back to the challenge for kids that we gave. We just said, take 5 minutes in the morning, 5 minutes before you go to bed. Start your day using your imagination to imagine where you want to go in life and where you want to go that day. Be intentional. End your day by doing the same thing and maybe just reevaluating your day, thinking about your day. And it is such a fun thing for me, and I encourage everybody to give it a try. I learned so much about my day and so much about myself. It's amazing how much self-coaching and correction happens if you allow yourself to do that. Then a powerful tool.
And also, so many people say, like, you know, oh my gosh, I have, you know, kids. I cannot take that time. I don't. But think about how powerful it would be if you took 5 minutes.
I'm amazed at what happens in 5 minutes. I really am. I'm just like, I can't believe that. It feels like a half hour sometimes.
I was just going to say, and does it calm your mind? And
it is amazing how just it calms you. And research says that it's in that state of peace and tranquility and kind of flow that actually your best ideas come and clarity comes. Like, you get really grounded and really clear. So busy, 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 busy is a part of the reason we stay in caterpillar stage.
And just a quick observation as far as that, like, we're going through this, you know, we're going through this content creating video curriculum for kids. One of the things you talked about is, well, you didn't quite talk about this, but you alluded to this conclusion that I'm drawing, is that we may think we're busy, but are we really that busy? If you get home and you're spending half an hour watching TV and then another 2 hours scrolling TikTok and Instagram, like, are we too busy? Are we that busy that we can't take 5 minutes out of that? Or do we just think we're busy because we're wasting time with things that are restricting our imagination? I thought that was a really good point that you brought up.
And we're as busy as we choose to be. That's hard. And don't get me wrong. I understand life is fast paced. It's hard. Like, it's hard. Don't take that as a blanket statement over everybody's circumstances and situations. There are some phases that are just crazy busy. I get it. Mia just went through this. I mean, this last year has been crazy for you because you had a mother whose health was failing. That was a season where it was just extra crazy. And routine was harder because you're spending the night at her house and you're caring for her. It's just different. So I get there's seasons and things like that. But I really, my point is, this is a state of mind. It really is to me. It's a state of mind. So even when you're in the middle of busyness, to Arnold's point, 5 minutes. You don't have 5 minutes, 3 seconds. Take something. And it's powerful.
Well, and I think too, you talk a lot about the things that you do. And I think sometimes people are just like, oh, well, Coach Seth, what does he do? Coach Seth does a lot. You are a very busy person, and you find time to do these things, which I think is very phenomenal.
Well, thank you. I'm as busy as I choose to be, basically. I mean, isn't that us all?
It is, but I'm just, you know what I mean? You have kids, you coach, you teach, you do a lot.
Yeah, and I love it all. And I'm telling you, I practice what I preach, because there are moments, and I say moments because I've learned that if I let a moment become more than a moment, it will become a mood. And if I let a mood become more than just a mood for the afternoon, it'll become an attitude. And if that, once it's an attitude, it's now part of my personality. And here's one of the thoughts that creeps up when I'm really busy, when I'm just like, I'm working whatever. It's an 80-hour work week or something between everything I'm doing with volunteering as a coach, and it's like 90 hours, 100 hours, whatever it is. Like every day, you're up early, you're going late, and it's just like 5:30 a.m. till midnight every day for 3 weeks. That happens in life. And the thought is, I am so busy. I am so, and it's just, this is, and it's a negative, it's not just like, man, I'm hustling right now. It's this negative, and it whispers to me. I used to give ear to it before I was better at this. I've gotten better at critical thinking and rooting out these thoughts. But I used to let that wash over me and I'd just be like, I'd just wear it. I'd embrace it. And I mean, within 24 hours, I was sick or I was overwhelmed or I was going through the motions and unclear, or I was dropping this or dropping that. I'm not saying I don't drop things even when I'm sharp. But again, when you can say no, thank you.
Yeah. Not today.
I'm not going to be overwhelmed. I'm not going to be crazy busy. I'm making notes of how to avoid being in this crazy stretch again because I'm going to try to get better, right? Mm-hmm. But it just is what it is. So enjoy it. Let's have fun. It's a crazy 3 weeks. I'm going to have a blast this 3 weeks. And then I'm living my dream for those 3 crazy weeks. And it's awesome. It's a way better way to live than... And then I'm complaining to people and they don't want to hear it.
You know what? I was thinking about that though. We do look for other people to kind of process our day. Like I want to be heard and I think that's still good, but you still don't take that time alone to, you know, imagine your day or restructure the next day and those types of things.
Yeah. And I know like if you're just starting, there's like the beginner stage of thinking critically, beginning thinkers, and then you know, you start moving up and there's all the way to expert doctoral level thinkers, and I'm somewhere on the spectrum. And I would just say get on the journey and you're gonna find you're so brilliant and you have more power than you realize and you have more creativity and strength and wisdom than you ever could imagine. Because that's the way we're designed.
We just have a few seconds. So what do you want to leave us with?
5 minutes in the morning, 5 minutes in the afternoon or in the evening before you go to bed. Give it a shot and let us know how it goes. Thanks for tuning in. Go to 5starlife.org to get involved, to volunteer, to donate. Thanks for tuning in.
At 5-Star Life, we are changing the face of culture through education and sports by changing the most important piece of a human being's life, their mindset. If you are interested in being a part of our journey, please visit 5starlife.org for more information on volunteer and donation opportunities.